Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, sidingunlimited.com. Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, sidingunlimited.com.
Time to talk all things Brewers baseball with Brewers.com beat writer. It's Adam McKelvey joining us before he heads off to the stadium. Do you pack in your mornings, Adam, when you got a night game and you have a reporting time of somewhere around the 3 o'clock hour? Do you have to cram in all your errands and stuff to do in the morning?
Yes, like today was the dentist, which was very fun. Shout out Dr. Zeeb.
Wait, Dr. Zeeb?
Really fun stuff.
Downtown here?
Yeah, right downtown, right on Water Street.
Yeah, I go to Dr. Zeeb, too.
Really?
Yeah. Are you, like, putting your tongue great. Around your teeth right now, just going, you know, you feel it because
yeah,
I feel so
yeah,
clean?
Good. Yeah, it's very nice. Yes, okay. He's awesome. He has a great playlist.
Now, do you get to watch TV? So when you're leaning back in the chair, Adam, and they're, you know, Mr. Thirsty is clearing out your mouth, are you watching something on TV above your head?
No, I didn't know that was a thing.
That is at our dentist, but it's made more for kids.
Wow.
But I really get to take advantage of it as well in my visits. It's very nice.
So you watch like Disney or whatever kids watch now? So
yes, bubble guppies are Bluey while inverted, having my teeth poked at. It's good.
I did not know that was a thing. I went to the same dentist in New Berlin for like my entire life from when I was, how old are you when you start going to the dentist? 4 or 5?
Sure, yeah.
Until I was, you know, until he retired. So this is all new to me to have even a new experience with Dr. Zeeb. So it's all good.
Oh, wow. See, Dr. Zeeb's a little newer for me, too.
For like 40 years.
You had the same dentist for 40 years. Okay, that's
yeah,
a long time.
Awesome.
Recent change.
I switched dentists because the one I had before Dr. Zeeb wanted to pull my teeth out. And he did, my wisdom teeth. I had them too long and... No, that's part of the story.
Okay.
But I also moved, and I wanted a dentist that was closer to me. So Dr. Zeeb. And here's the thing, and Adam will know this. See, we don't watch TV, but you can look out, and you can see the beauty of downtown Milwaukee, right?
You look right at City Hall. It's very beautiful.
Yeah, it's awesome.
All right. Well,
are we talking about the Brewers today?
Yes, Adam will be making his way over to the ballpark before too long. I need you to confirm or deny the story here, Adam. Maybe you can talk to Jackson Churio or his people. Can you confirm or deny that Churio has partnered with General Mills for Honey Nut Churios. Is this a cereal that I can expect to see on the shelf at some point?
Greg, I expect you to be so much better than this because a couple years ago at the trade deadline, we were all fooled by Ken Rosenthal, where the Twitter handle was a capital I instead of the L, and they put out all these phony stories. I would suggest go look back at that tweet. It's from like Talkin' Baseball, which is a popular Twitter handle. And look at how the spelling of baseball is, and you'll see that you are got.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
I like the idea regardless, right? It
That's
flashed your attention. Churio's on the front.
It is a good idea.
It's
although
a great
that
idea.
Box said it was like, it sounded like it was cooked up Jackson Churio or something like that, which doesn't sound very appetizing. So it's a very nice idea, and maybe General Mills can do something with them, although that's Minneapolis company, isn't it? I mean, they might want to focus on the Twins.
Hmm.
Okay, got to ask here. We need some good news when it comes to our starting pitcher rotation. Did we get some?
Well, you know, you got to knock on wood as you say all this stuff, but
we're doing it.
There is movement in the right direction, and the first guy who's going to be theoretically back is Tobias Myers. He's got to pitch once more in Nashville, or for Nashville. I think they're in Charlotte towards the end of this week. And then in the back half of that series in San Francisco next week, that's the chance where we could see Tobias Myers. And, I mean, look, what a difference a year makes. Last year, none of us really knew much about Tobias Myers, including those of us who covered the team, because he was not really high on their list of pitching depth. And got an opportunity because even at that time last year, they were going through all, remember, Wade Miley was down and Jacob Junis had that whole thing with his shoulder and then he got hit by a fly ball in BP. They were dealing with some injury issues and Tobias Myers got an opportunity and claimed it and became their, you know, we gave him the BBWA chapter, gave him the Pitcher of the Year award. So he became an important part of the starting rotation. And it was all because of opportunity in a time like this. And now here we are a year later. They're really eager to get him back in that rotation. So I think really good news on him. The other guy to really start keeping an eye on now is Brandon Woodruff, because his second rehab start apparently went really well. He has one more on Thursday this week for Nashville, and he's going to be down there a little bit longer because they want to see him like throw five innings a couple of times and then monitor how that shoulder bounces back. But the everything so far seems to be going well. And if anyone wants to look in the Brewers.com headlines, I had a chance to talk to him for the newsletter that went out on over the weekend. And I mean, it's fascinating talking to him about the challenge of this and what mentally this is like and how his like strengths are almost inverted right now, where the breaking ball is coming out really well, but the fastball is a little different and they're trying to tune that up. So it's really interesting to hear him talk about how hard and how long this process has been, but they hope some light at the end of the tunnel.
He's supposed to have another rehab start after a successful one over the weekend. Hit 95, was striking batters out, and looked good over 3 2/3 innings. I heard Pat Murphy say after last night's loss to the Tigers, another lopsided game. We've had a few of these, right, so far this year, Adam, yeah, where it's been, you know, Brewers were in every game last year, it felt like. You know, they lost, maybe score a run in the ninth to make it a little more interesting. But we have seen some flat blowouts here. Is that just baseball being baseball, or is there a logical reason for concern?
Well, it's probably baseball being baseball. I'll give you another example. The Mets had not made a roster move through 10% of the season, which doesn't sound like a lot, but it's kind of crazy in today's game when there's so much roster movement. Like, think about how many moves the Brewers have made since opening day. DL or IL assignments, trade, they've had demotions, they've had all kinds of stuff. The Mets had zero moves. And David Stearns talked about it to a reporter, and then they made a move. Jose Siri, their outfielder, fractured his leg and is going on the injured list. So baseball has a way of doing weird things. I thought the most important stat for the 2024 Brewers was that they were the only team in baseball that didn't have a four-game losing streak. I thought that one stat told you so much about last year's team, what went right, why they won the division when probably most people didn't pick them or many people didn't pick them. And then this year they come out and they lose their first four games. And it's just baseball being baseball. You think you have the game figured out and then you learn you don't. And I do know Pat Murphy is discouraged by some of these blowouts. He wants his team, obviously, every manager wants to avoid blowout losses. I think the one reason he gives them a little grace, and he talked about this last night, is, you know, they are seriously diminished in the pitching department. And they are starting guys who were not supposed to be part of this at this time. And that's Elvin Rodriguez, who's now back to long relief. It's Tyler Alexander, who started again last night. He's supposed to be a guy who can bounce back and forth when you need him. I don't think the plan is to have, like, extended stretch of starts for him. And then a guy like Chad Patrick, who's done really well with the starts he's gotten, he's supposed to be pitching at Triple-A right now. So they're deep into their depth, and I think somewhat you can attribute some of the blowouts to the pitching, but it's as they say, it's not what you want.
Yeah, nobody likes a blowout, whether you're talking about the Brewers or your one-year-old. Just not good.
No, okay, I was waiting. All the topics today.
I was waiting to hear how alert everybody was.
This is one of the best segments I've ever done. I really appreciate it. I'm never going to forget this.
Hey, Adam, I also wanted to ask you about the Torpedo Bats. We haven't heard as much about them, but as the games go on, are these something that the Brewers might use?
Oh, yeah, they're on the way. Some guys have asked to get their hands on them. I think the problem is 28 other teams besides the Brewers did that after the Yankees put on the show they did in the opening series. But I would say that a lot of the storyline has faded a little bit. That was such a sensation. You never know what story is just going to absolutely capture the public imagination and catch fire. And that was one of them. And, you know, Pat Murphy said at the time, I think he's been proven right, that, you know, it was the Yankees bats and the Brewers pitching. It was the Yankees hitters and the Brewers pitching. It was not necessarily the Torpedo bats that created what we saw in that opening series. That was, you know, a lot of middle. It was, again, issues with just bad outing right at the start of the year. And it led, and the Yankees capitalized in a ballpark where home runs happen. So I think that that has kind of evened out a little bit, but we will see more. I think we'll see Brewers hitters try them. I mean, most guys have expressed a curiosity about it and just want to swing and see what it feels like. You know, William Contreras and Jackson Churio are probably the first guys we'll see because they're out there early every day, way before the start of batting practice. They do their own little private round with a couple of the hitting coaches, and they're like taking batting practice for hours and hours and hours before the game. So we'll probably, when we see William Contreras swinging one of those early sessions at 2 o'clock, that's when we'll know the bats have arrived.
Well, Adam will be arriving at the park about 3, and I guess you probably go back to the dentist in about a week, right? I've seen your candy consumption at Brewers games, and I would imagine the dentist is on regular rotation.
I'd rather not share my dental outcome today, but it was there is another. I'll just say there is another appointment, unfortunately.
Oh no!
Well, we'll have a follow up next week at 12:35, Adam. We look forward to it.
Gotta try that sugar free stuff. I got to get on the sugar-free.
It's not as good, though. We get it.
Sugar-free and free of taste, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Adam McKelvey,
yeah.
Brewers.com.
Carrots.
Oh, there you go. That's good for your nails and your eyesight, too. See?
They say that, but I've eaten so many carrots in my lifetime. I love carrots, and I have terrible
you're
eyes.
You're spotting dimes all the way across the room.
I guess I'd be blind then. I don't know.
Fair enough. All right, Adam. Thank you, pal.
Bye, guys.